Internet, welcome to Reroll, a D&D adventure. I will be your host and DM for these games. Joining me today is Keith, James, and Dayton. I don't know where Leo and Kat are, but they are somewhere. There's two cats.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Why don't you tell the audience which character you're playing, who you're playing as a character?
Should I go first?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
All right. So, hi, this is Dayton. I'm going to be playing a level 3 wizard named Stanfield with social anxiety and,
depression.
Yeah. Anxiety and depression. Anxiety, depression, and hyperactivity.
Okay. James?
I'm playing Fredo Boggins, who is a Lightfoot Halfling Cleric.
Death Domain! Woo!
And there's not really much else about him.
Keith?
I am playing a Dragonborn Monk capable of beating things to death with his own two fists.
He's done it, and it was not great.
It was great.
It was not great for me.
Yes, he can beat people with his fists. He's a monk.
You should have seen what happened to the boar.
So, we're missing two of our current party members today. We are missing Kat, who's playing Yubi, a wood elven monk. And we're also missing Leo, or Roman, as he prefers to be called, who is a half-elf cleric of the Grave Domain. So, lots of squishies, unfortunately.
Yay.
Squishy party!
Some armor or a shield. You can make one out of bones. I've got the skeleton ready. It's from a dead boar. Don't worry about that.
I thought you were going to rap for a second.
Listen, if you keep on talking about this dead boar, I'm taking away your divine shield.
Okay. So, what happened last time was the party got sucked into a vortex-like thing. I can't remember what I called it, but that took them to the Fae Realms. They are now currently in the Fae Fields, where they are, where they encountered dryads, who are not druids, but they're like druids. They are plant people, plant fae, and
plant things.
They do plant things. Thank you. Very good. You got a gold star. Six of them surrounded the party.
Okay.
Two of the party ran away, so leaving only the squishy, I believe it was squishy cleric and the not-so-squishy monk left to fight off four of the dryads, who they managed to kill quite spectacularly, if I must add. And, yes. They are currently looking for missing children that were stolen from the city of Pinebreak. So, now that we have caught up, what would you like to do?
Was there anything on the dryads? Or they?
The dryads turned into sticks, but if you did an investigation check, we'll see if you find anything.
Okay. I do investigation as well.
So 17 and investigation modifier, so 18.
Yay, I get a spell.
And a 2.
I didn't even...
So okay. I got an 18.
I'm gonna go grab my dice quick.
Okay.
My real life dice.
I got
I'm kidding.
3.
You did good. Alright, so... James, you happen to find a few coin, about 3 silver worth. You also happen to find lots lots of sticks. Because that's what they turned into. A stick. They didn't really have much on them. They're literally plant people, so they were made out of plants.
Yeah, see, I was looking for maybe, like, a clue. That didn't work out very well.
Well, you didn't really say you were looking for a clue. You said, can we look at the bodies, so...
Yeah, I guess so.
Did any of them turn into something called the Flower of Mystery?
No.
Okay. Hey, can you move your mic, like, a little bit away from your mouth?
What is it? 16, I think? Because my investigation is plus 7.
So, yeah. You see the same thing as James.
Alright. Okay. I take the coins, and then I start looking for any more tracks or anything.
Alright, that's going to be a survival check. To see if you can continue to track the tracks of the children.
18.
Yeah. The tracks are still pretty clear. They're going further into the distance where the pink, and it they seem to go on for forever. From what you can see through the wheat field, it's really hard for it. It seems like they're just continuing in a straight path, so you can choose to follow that if you wish.
We don't really have much else of a choice. I'm gonna follow the tracks.
Yeah, why not? Let's go. I got a bunch of fire magic-y things, so this is gonna be fun.
Just so you know, you are also at the your original hit points where you left off.
What if I got the hit points because of the leveling up thing?
You keep the ones you gained from leveling up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got 4, so I'm at 5 now. Can I have a bit of healing?
Wait, you're at 5?
Alright,
everybody gather around. Let's all pray. Alright.
I want you to actually, when you do spells and stuff, I want you to describe your attack and also describe how you're healing them and all that kind of stuff. Especially because we're doing a podcast.
I would like to take a rest.
Alright.
Short rest?
I gather. Yeah, that sounds good.
Alright. You kind of all stand around, just glancing at the pink sky that is not right, but it's the Fey Realm, so nothing is right. Everything is topsy-turvy.
For full hours, we stare at this sky.
Well, Flamebro especially, he lies back onto the ground, kind of crushing the dryad sticks. And just stares up at the sky, making some comments every now and then. And Dayton, you kind of look through your spell book, making sure you have the spells you need prepared, and you spend some time doing that.
I prepare my spells.
Hold on, I have to take off Shield of Faith now because it's been more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Your bonus AC also disappears. James, you kind of just pray a little bit, pray to your deity,
Helm,
and you just concentrate on your deity's magical powers.
I have a question.
And I may have an answer.
Can I learn a spell from the Dryads? Like, from witnessing the Dryads casting spells, am I able to use that as, like, a way to learn it? Is that possible?
That sounds like an intelligence check.
Yeah. It would be it's going to be an intelligence saving throw. Or more...
Saving throw?
Yeah. I'd say a saving throw just because of the fact that you're, trying to remember a battle where you almost got beat to death by whips.
Couldn't that be more like Arcana?
Yes, it's a mixture of Arcana and,
I got proficiency in Arcana, so that'd be saving throw. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll take my plus 7.
Anyways,
that's a 14. Actually, should I roll 20?
No, you don't have to.
Oh. Okay. It's a 14 plus 7, so 21.
After remembering back to the battle, you recall some of the magical energy that the dryads use, that they seem to draw from it, with, like, nature itself, and you kind of pull out a pen and, well, not a pen, but more like a quill, and you start jotting down what you can remember in your spellbook, and then as you hit the last thing that you remember happening, something clicks, and you have a feeling that you could that if you really concentrated, you could probably cast Thorn Whip.
Thorn Whip?
Thorn Whip, yes.
Ooh.
1 moment.
Alright, while he's doing that, Flamebrow, how about do you need healing?
Well, I would love some healing right now.
Alright, in that case, I cast Prayer of Healing, and everybody in our party, up to 6 people, regains 2d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, so 2d8 plus 5 hit points. Hold on.
What I'm questioning is how do I add that to my character sheet, because I don't actually have a physical... Ah, never mind.
Alright, so we all regain 11 health.
And Thorn Whip is a...
Thorn Whip is a... 1 second. Thorn Whip!
I think it's a first level spell.
D&D, 5e... I believe it's a level 1 spell. It is a...
It's a transmutation cantrip, it says.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. But it has visual, somatic, and material components.
Ah.
So
it's verbal, so you gotta say words, you gotta touch your hand, you gotta have the spell components.
Yeah. The spell components is a stem of a plant with thorns, which is easy enough to find.
Oop.
If you really looked
Oop.
For it.
Components that
we... You need a stem of a plant?
He needs a stem of a plant with... thorns.
Oh, a stem of a plant with thorns, oh.
Alright, I got the, spell description on my thing, so I'll just be doing that.
So, James, when you went to, roll 2D8 plus 5, I did the same thing. You got 11, I got 12.
Well,
take the 12.
No, I roll it, so... And anyways, that's cheating. Everybody regains 11 hit points.
Okay.
Yay.
I've already done that. I am back up to 19.
You're welcome.
And with the short rest, it's... You recover all your HP. Well, most of your HP, like... It's... Yeah.
You can use up a hit dice if you want.
Yeah, you,
That was
you patch up your wounds, especially, especially Stanfield.
How do I do that?
6. No, 7. I'm only gonna take 7, so that's 7, 11, 18.
Are you asking how to use hit dice?
Yes,
You regain your hit dice after a long rest, and on a short rest you can choose to roll hit dice, and you can add that amount to your HP.
Do I roll 1 or all 3?
You can choose to roll as many as you want.
I will roll 1.
Range. What is the limit's range? 30 feet and 10 foot.
Oh, sweet.
And right. It's plus your constitution modifier.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 9 then. Yep, I gained 9 hit points.
Nice.
So, yeah, you managed to patch up your wounds with, you patch up your wounds with whatever scraps of fabric you can find, and then brush yourself off, ready to start off on that journey after those children.
All right. Let's go then.
All right.
I refuse to hold back.
I start moving forwards.
Okay, I want you to roll a perception check.
Perception, okay.
I will also roll this perception check.
Alright.
Same here.
I have rolled myself the beautiful, beautiful 9.
Yay. You're just...
10.
Okay.
Wait. I rolled a 10 plus my wisdom of... plus 2, so I got a 12.
Sounds good.
I'm supposed to add my wisdom modifier to my perception check?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, why does your D4 have a plus 5?
Yeah.
I mean your D20.
Why does your
D20? That's that's the number for my perception.
Because
I have a plus 5 wisdom modifier.
So you just got a 9 anyways.
Yeah.
Flamebrow, all you can see is the pretty, pretty pink sky. And you're just fascinated by that. You're not really paying attention to much else. James, you're a little bit more focused. I keep calling you James. It's Fredo.
Fredo.
You're a little bit more focused. You're kind of tracking, but sometimes, like, movement catches your eye through the field, or you kind of, like, glance up and get fascinated by the sky. Stanfield?
In the next fight, Stanfield, right? Not stand in front of me so I can breathe. Know what I mean?
Dayton, you're Steinfield? Steinfield?
Stanfield.
Stanfield.
Just call me Conway.
Yeah.
Stanfield Conway.
Conway. You happen to be way more focused than your two companions, and you, like, narrow down on the track, and you see some of the Fae flit around, and they notice you, but they don't interact with you. And before continuing on their way, the further along you go, the more you can see of a civilization of some sort. You can't exactly make up the exact details, but.
Excuse me, guys. I think I see something up in the distance.
What is it?
Like a set of buildings? Something. I don't know what it
that
is right
sounds
now.
Sounds like it might be our thing there.
I would like to use my non-existent zoom and enhance eyes to see if I can perceive what is ahead.
Zoom and enhance?
I could use
it. Oculus.
Zoom in.
Zoom in. Enhanced. Zoom in.
Boy, I could give you owl. I could give you enhanced owl eyes if I wanted to.
Just picks out some owl's eyeballs. Just here you go, buddy.
Enhance ability. Owl's wisdom. Target has advantage on wisdom checks.
That's pretty cool.
Alright, so what... if you want to do that, it's...
No,
I'm talking to Flamebrow. If you want to do the thing you want to do, it's a perception check with disadvantage because you're seeing it at a fair distance. So like, yeah.
Since I don't know how to roll with disadvantage, I want to roll 20.
You roll twice, and you take the lowest one. That's about how you do disadvantage.
That's a shame. That's a real shame.
No. Okay, so...
I got another 9.
Yeah. You squint really, really hard. But you squint hard enough to give yourself a headache, so... you're just like... ooh, ow, my head. You don't see anything.
Ooh, my brain hurts.
Brain hurty. Ouch.
Alright, before we continue, I'm gonna cast Guidance on myself and everybody in our party.
What the...
They can add a D4 to any ability check.
Yes, but can you do that, though?
It's a cantrip, and it takes one action, and areas touch.
Okay.
High five, yeah.
So, I touch everybody, and they're filled with the...
Where do you touch them? You have to describe. You have to describe what you're doing, bud.
Stop laughing.
Yeah. Like, if you don't describe where you're touching, like, someone's going to assume you're touching in a bad spot.
I grab on both of their arms and just give them some nice guiding energy. I don't know.
I don't have speakers on my computer. I was gonna play the CSI Special Victims Unit noise.
Dun dun!
I will do my best approximation. Bwah.
Bwah.
So, how does Heimbot work? Maybe that'll help.
You can play music in Discord, but it has to be through, like, YouTube, so you have to know the exact YouTube name.
Sounds like somebody's gonna have to do some YouTube searching.
Not right now, guys. We're D&D'ing. So, do you continue forward towards the civilization?
What?
Do you continue forward to a civilization?
Yeah, we continue forward.
Okay. As you get close to the city, it's a vast city that actually stretches almost the entire plane. The entire size of the plane. The city itself looks transparent. The buildings are transparent, but you can't see through them. But they reflect light, like almost like a mirage.
The city disappears?
In
the town or whatever?
As the sun shifts, it does, yes. It does vanish and it helps really keep things out.
I keep walking forward, sort of exasperated.
Okay.
Just keep walking that way, because...
What is it, fellow traveler? What has you feel this way?
How do you feel? Obviously. I'm kind of just like...
As you...
Walked...
Approach...
500 meters for this...
As you approach the city, you notice two guards stationed on either side of the entrance to whatever the city is. They have cloven hooves and curly brown goatees. Their horns curl up over their foreheads and down the back of their heads.
Would that be a religion check, or a just to see if what they are? Is that a religion or arcana?
Neither. That would be a history check. In their hands, not exactly in their hands, but on their waist is a short sword, and on their back is a short bow. And around their necks are some reed pipes. What did you do? What?
Me? What did I do?
What did you do?
I made the... Stop moving it around. I'm deleting it now. It's gone now. Rolling for history to see what they are.
I will gladly do a history check for that.
Okay.
I got 13.
Same as him, actually.
I'll
also check my history.
Alright.
Everyone, check history.
Wait, hold on.
Six.
Hold on.
James, you have no effing clue.
Hold
up.
You're like,
hold
I'm up. Pretty sure these are fae, but I don't know what fae they are.
What's a fae?
What is this fae thing? Meanwhile, Flamebrow and Conway, you recognize these creatures, you've heard of them before, but you have a like. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I also have the safe background.
As you're trying to remember what exactly it is, and the word of them is on the tip of your tongue, and you, but you've heard stories of them. There's mythology and all sorts of things based around them.
Well, I guess I better figure out where to find the information concerning this one.
What in the world just happened?
Nothing.
Anyways, I guess I walk up to the one guy and I say hello in multiple languages.
What languages do you know?
I speak... where is it?
It's over there.
Features. Nope, that's not it. That's not it either. Where the hell do I...
Character details.
Oh, there they are. I speak Gnomish, Elvish, and Dwarvish.
Huh. I don't know any of those languages.
So, as you start to speak Elvish, they both perk up and look at you differently than they did before. Before it was more, they didn't really care. It was more, they were looking at you with a sense of boredom. Like, they didn't care. But as soon as you spoke Elvish, they both perked up and, like, glanced at each other before staring at you. And they opened up and they begin to speak Elvish as well. You speak Elvish? Okay.
Yes, I studied it. It's my, yeah, I studied that.
Oh, it's so nice to see travelers actually speak our language, actually speak some of our language.
Yeah, my two companions here, they're kind of dull-witted.
Hey.
Dull-witted, you say? Oh, that's not...
Wait. I say in common quickly to the other guys, do you guys speak Elvish?
We speak common too!
That's great!
I say in Celestial, how about Celestial?
What did he say?
I say in Halfling, how about Halfling?
Again, what did he say?
I say in Gnomish, what about Gnomish?
Now he's just speaking gibberish!
I say in common. Okay, so you don't know those ones.
Those are languages?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
That question. Recognizing one of those. Draconic tongue?
What?
I think they speak Elvish. Just, you know, to continue with the story, screw that. Let's just figure out what languages these guys speak.
We speak common, as it is a universal language. All fairies speak it. We speak Elvish as Celestia, Sylvan is like the, what's it called? The humans use it. It's like the Roman of the English language, I believe. It's Sylvan is the first fae language. Elvish is just the one that came after. How can we help you?
We are looking
you kidnap for... any children by chance?
I attempt to slap James.
Right to the point.
Roll to hit.
I specify quickly non-lethal damage.
Okay.
And also I have a -2 to strength, so this should be fun.
Unarmed, that means you don't do any damage.
Nat 1.
Yeah,
what's
no
your strength.
Now I got a -2 on my my roll, so I got a -1 on my strength.
So, as you go to slap Frito, you forget that he's a halfling, and you just swing right over top of him and then look down. And then you look at your hand, and then look back down at him. Look at your hand again. Look back down at him.
In the corner, one of those little things that says, Frito will remember this, pops up in the corner.
D&D Telltale Games. Roll intelligence saving throw. Nat 1. You think he's a ghost now?
Alright.
As you mentioned the children, they kind of look at each other, and there's a silent conversation in their heads, and you can tell, like, one of them wants to say something, but the other one is like, no, don't say anything, it's none of their business, and it's a silent conversation that lasts maybe 30 seconds before they turn back to you with a smile on their faces, and all they say is, no, we've seen no children.
I roll insight on that.
Alright, roll insight.
I would also like to roll insight on that, because I
know that. Oh, heck, everybody roll insight, it's time.
19.
I got a 21 for insight, let's go.
My insight, plus 4, plus 9, 13. Yay.
Yep.
I got a 21.
The guy who spoke is lying. He's seen the children. And you can all tell that.
Where have you seen the children, sir? Because you're lying to me.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just we want to get in on this sweet child kidnapping action.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get into the child kidnapping.
11.
They call your bluff.
They're like, they look at each other, and they look really, really confused, because clearly the halfling wants to be part of the action of kidnapping, considering the fact he himself could be kidnapped as a child. And they shake their heads, and their furry ears just flap against their face, and they're like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Are you in with this guy?
See, we're really good about getting in on this action, because we brought a child ourselves. I would like to also put them in.
Roll a strength check.
You thought through my clever ruse, I'm actually the child. Yes, do that.
Roll a strength. Yeah, no, you pick him up under his armpits, and it's like a little doll in your hand. He's like a doll in your hands. Like, a live doll, and you kind of like...
Yeah, I am only 30 pounds.
You like, hold him with one arm, and then you like, pick up his other arm, and he like, willingly lets it happen, and you just wave his arm.
So how about you tell us where we have to go for that?
Through there, and they point behind them and give each other odd looks and kind of put their hand on their sword because they're not exactly sure what's going on, and they just look at each other before they clop away on their goat legs. They just point and away they go.
I mean, I guess we could follow them. I also I closed my orc pub, and now my character sheet is gone. Oh, it's back. Okay, I got it.
Yay!
I would like to let the halfling down now.
I tell James in Gnomish so that no one really overhears us.
Okay.
That was a stupid idea. Excuse me. That was the stupidest idea I've ever heard, telling them why we're here.
Okay, yes. Then. It was pretty stupid.
You should speak a language I can understand so I know what's going on.
No.
What
I say that in Gnomish. No.
Gersh. That's what you hear.
Gersh.
Gersh.
Play and Brow will remember that.
Okay. So, as you kind of walk into the city, you notice that the mirage-like buildings are actually reflective glass. And it's strange, really. Because you couldn't see yourselves coming in, but as soon as you enter the city itself, you can see your reflections in the buildings. And the streets are cobbled very nicely, actually, and there's very, very little vegetation growing between the stonework as well as the buildings. The vegetation that you can see are many glowing plants and glowing fruits, and they don't look right to you. They look...
I eat one.
Dear God.
Okay.
And I'm the one making the bad decisions.
Okay.
I start muttering prayers to Hellman.
Hold on. He didn't even hesitate, man.
Yep. I'm the Hogarth of this campaign.
Oh, oh boy. Jesus.
Everybody listening, that's an inside joke to another campaign we're running that will not be podcasted.
Yeah. Aha,
I remembered we're on the internet.
Haha! We are on the internet! Good job, hello, I'm proud there, of you. Okay. One sec.
Will I finally be able to use Spare the Dying?
Nailed it.
If you die, I'm taking all of your stuff.
Please not.
It won't matter.
Well, I mean, it won't matter. It won't matter, but I don't have a lot of stuff. I have about maybe like 15 gold. No, not even
don't worry
like
about it. You'll be safe gold next to my boar skeleton.
Alright, I'm gonna roll a d20 to see what you get.
Oh. Yay.
Okay.
Nope.
And
not consume fruit.
Alright, so what happens is your orifices, so like your mouth and other things, seal shut. I rolled a 5.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Can I breathe?
I'm gonna make it so you can breathe. Because it counts as eyes and ears as well as other things. Your butthole seals shut.
Oh, Christ.
Help me.
I start pulling out my dagger.
No.
It's your butt, not your mouth.
Wait, so my mouth, all my orifices except my mouth is shut.
No, one of your orifices.
Oh.
It's your butt.
Oh.
And I rolled the dice for that.
No, why? That's why wouldn't great. You just like,
you ate the fruit!
I think I took
what flavor
spell.
Is it?
Cherry with a side of do
so,
not eat it.
What about
do
you, Flavor? I feel like
it's
some amateur surgery time.
Wow. Are you gonna eat the fruit?
Please don't tell me this is permanent.
Oh, it won't be.
Okay.
For now.
So hear me out. If
it's permanent for now or permanent
hard enough, he might throw it up.
But will that undo?
It'll stop it from causing more harm.
Good point.
Don't.
I wholeheartedly agree with this.
Don't do
just
this.
Just kidding, don't do that. Let's go. He can deal with his constipation later.
So You watch as the wizard reaches up and shoves his glowing fruit into his mouth, and there's a brief glowing around his body before it fades around, and it fades from his head and goes down towards his feet, and as soon as that happens, you, Conway, can feel your asshole sealing shut.
Wait, I feel it again. I haven't really been paying attention. I've been looking at something, and I'm wondering now. Wait, so it seals shut again?
No, I'm describing the effect of what happened to the audience.
Oh yeah.
And it just seals shut, and you realize that you made a mistake. And you briefly you feel lucky because it could have been something else. But, and then you realize that, oh no.
Shit.
Exactly.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Ow. I hurt my side laughing at that one.
Alright, he can deal with that later. We'll get him a knife or something. We need to continue onwards.
Okay.
Please not.
You can still talk.
Please not. Nope, nope. That's just... Anyways,
I continue into the city.
Alright. The rest of the Fae kind of... The Fae that you can see on your... as you go, there's several different types. You see other styres, as you've seen at the gates. You see a few centaurs also in the city. You see tall, elf-like women, but they have frost for hair, and every step they take, frost forms on the ground behind them before melting away.
Hello. I start talking to one of the ladies.
You see small you see small pixies and darting around, and you see brownies in the streets as well as imps, and you do see a gang of smaller fae folk. They wear gnome-like caps, but they are not gnome. They have razor sharp teeth and beady red eyes that
I am scared.
Echo kind of track you as you go, and you can hear them snarling at you as you pass.
I take a sip from my water skin.
I forgot that you had a bunch of alcohol in your water skin.
I take a sip from my trusty Vault 13 canteen.
Alright. You drink water. Yay. Or other substances.
Other substances. He drinks.
Alright, my best bet would be you dragging me to somebody and saying, "Excuse me, so where do I sell where do I sell this guy?"
What
type of fae did you go up to?
No. I'm talking to Flamebrow here. I don't.
Okay, sorry.
I'm the person being sold in question.
That's fair.
Great. Now we're selling our own party members.
No, you're not actually selling.
Here's how this works.
Wait a second.
I'm a 3 foot tall, 30 pound halfling. I'm gonna look like a child.
I just ask Flamebrow. Flamebrow. Do you think we could actually sell him?
I don't think we'd get much for him.
Don't make me cast Inflict Wounds on you.
You'd have to roll a hit. You can't hit me. I'm a god.
Tell me, what's your wisdom like?
My wisdom is 20.
Okay, we don't sell him. Decision made, we don't sell him. Alright. I walk up to one of the elf ladies and I say, the ones that were trickling frost everywhere. I walk up and I say, sir, madam, can you point us to the nearest, place where we could deposit one of our captures from the, human plane place thing?
You watch as the tall frost woman looks over at you, and a snarl curls up on her face. And you can feel the cold pulsing off of her, and it's frigid. It's minus 45 Canadian, guys. Like, that's how cold it is. And her skin is a pale blue, and her lips are also blue, but just a slight bit darker. Her hair is a frigid white that falls just past her shoulders. And she look, and as she snarls at you, you can hear it as she speaks Sylvan. It's not gonna sound.
Anybody speak Elvish that can understand at least a bit of that?
Can I do that?
Because they use the same script.
Yeah, they use. Well, if it was written down, then it would mean.
It's just different grammar.
Yeah.
So if you can speak Elvish, if you can speak Elvish, but you've heard some of the words that she spoke. It was, some of them were not nice.
Not internet friendly. Everything's friendly on the internet. Never mind.
yeah, but like towards you guys, I was not exactly friendly. It wasn't. It was actually quite cruel and mean, and it actually scared you. And then
upgrading as we go.
And then you could pick out a few words where it says plane walkers are not something along the lines of plane walkers not welcome. Children are to be sold, not to be seen, and something along the lines of I do not interact with summer whelp. Before she turned and walks away.
Okay, then.
Are to be sold, not seen. Interesting.
Do I have invisibility? Because I could cast invisibility and be like... No, actually, that's probably a bad idea. No, I don't have it either.
Let's
see about that them there perception checks to see what else is in this area.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
I got a 10.
Lots of the buildings are not of your world. Not anything that's like your world. They're more elvish in nature, but they're more mystical and actually they hold a delicacy around them that it's yes, it could be fish if you
That's the word.
If you put it that way.
I rolled a 13.
I got a 9, so no.
You notice? For those who notice, got the higher numbers, Dayton, mostly, you notice that there is no steel or iron in the city. The lights are floating candles that are internally lit. They do not go out, and they just line the streets. There's also a few ornate buildings. They're different than the Mirage buildings that you've seen on
Why
the
am
outside.
I carrying a bag of sand?
It's a component.
I don't have none of the spells that I have so far. Need a bag of sand.
You never
some
know.
Of them do. Creator Destroy Water does.
Yeah.
I don't even think I can learn that spell. Where is it?
You can.
Hey,
nope.
You're not gonna use that bag of sand.
It's not on my list here.
I've got a reagent pouch.
Hey, if you're not gonna use that bag of sand, can I have it?
I mean, I guess. I give him my bag of sand. I guess.
Okay.
Where do I remove that?
It's gonna have some practical uses later.
throat. I have a feeling now that I said I had a
sand. I am the sand guardian, guardian of the sand. Poseidon quivers before him.
Why can't I get my? I can't get rid of my skull. I can't get rid of this random bag of sand. Can we make this a magic item where it's just a never-ending bag of sand?
Yeah, you know what? Sure. It's a never-ending bag of sand. So, you give Flamebrow some sand. You give James some sand.
I don't want your sand.
I'll take it.
You give a random bay on the street up some sand. You basically gave everyone some sand and still have some left over.
I'm still... Yay! I have sand.
Alright.
So, now that you've distributed your sand...
Yay!
What are you doing? Are you going to go ask another fae to see if they would be more helpful, or...?
I'm going to the pub.
I'm gonna go ask someone else, because I feel like someone's...
carry me under your shoulder, in the crook of your arm.
Strength check?
I'm 30 pounds.
I know!
Strength check. His gear weighs more than me. Quick, add your guidance to that.
Add that extra d4.
I am apparently now updating my printer.
And what's your strength? Is it just nothing?
My strength is 10.
Oh. I noticed that everyone's not following me to the pub, so I start following them because I'm sad and alone.
Okay, so...
So, we got...
They're the only friends I have.
Pounds.
So, the DC was a 6. So...
Yes.
This time...
Success!
This time you have a little bit more trouble picking up the halfling. You don't know if it's the extra sand that he got or something else.
DC 7, you weigh 35 pounds now.
You weigh 35 pounds, and the sand has made you heavier. It's harder for you to pick up that that poor halfling.
Carrying 5 pounds of sand.
5 pounds of sand.
Maybe you should have opened up.
Hey, it was my bag of sand to open, okay?
Yes, but
my choice. Bag of sand and a halfling with a bag of sand.
Halflings weigh approximately 3 bags of sand. If you have an extra bag of sand, it's...
Human.
Sand.
Yes. Now I need to go into my photo editor.
Yeah, just put your face on a thing on a pile of sand.
Yes. I need a halfling.
You continue further into the city, and the buildings get more and more delicate and intricate. And you notice.
If I pull out my iron knife. Would anyone be angry?
You can certainly try.
I am not trying. I'm just wondering if the DM would release metadata, but whatever. Alright.
No
curiosity satisfied.
So, you follow the streets, and eventually, you find yourself in front of a hallway. And...
Okay, hold on.
I'm just gonna use
as we one of the five streets.
Yep.
I would like to... Random words from... Language 3 and Language 4 that I sent to your DM.
He slid into my DMs like a frickin' sled.
Yeah. Good evening.
They all look at you weird as you say it. None of them understand what you're saying.
Awesome.
And, who is it that knows Elvish?
I do.
Just Dayton.
Okay, listen here, we're gonna do some teamwork here. I'm gonna use command to make them cooperate. That's gonna be the word, cooperate. And then you're gonna ask for help, okay?
Sure.
Alright. I go up to another one of the elf ladies with the snow hair. And
there it is.
There's... Okay, sure.
And cast command, which is just a verbal...
Is it a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah, 50, wisdom 15 saving throw.
15.
Alright.
They look at you. She looks at you and just kind of scoffs. Before she just kind of peers closer, and you can see that her eyes are pure black. There's no iris, there's no whites of her eyes, there's nothing. It's just pure black. And she gives you a small smile. You can see sharp teeth. And as she leans forward, all she says in Sylvan is, "Es Cathasia," before she leans back and walks away.
Dane, do you know what that means?
Do I know what that means?
You picked up don't, and that's about it.
I think she didn't like that.
I caught that. I wonder how.
So,
Jesus Christ, I got a big picture of a snake egg.
You hear me out on this.
So.
Yeah. Maybe.
But see, I've only got one level one slot left, and I really don't want to waste it.
Yes. Casting command was a real good use of that. Actually, yeah, it was. Never mind.
Look at Mr. Sarcasm over here.
Mr. Sarcasm failing to be sarcastic.
Yeah, this dirty hobo wizard is just kind of like laughing his ass off right now. Like, he's a dirty hobo wizard.
I am a dirty hobo wizard, I just realized. God dang it.
Aren't you human, Dayton? You're human, right?
Yeah, I'm human.
Okay.
Alright, you two, keep an eye on me. I'm gonna try something rash here.
God.
This seems like a bad idea.
I do my best to make myself look like a child, and then start running around.
I would like to put the halfling down.
Oh, no, I got a... You put me down a while ago, remember?
No, I picked you back up.
Oh.
With limited success.
Oh, wait, I have the wrong layer.
So would that be deception?
Performance?
Performance, okay. Plus one. Come on, give me a good roll. Okay, right. And I'm gonna make it better. 21.
Okay.
Nice.
The Fae, those who haven't seen you walk into the city, look around seeing this screaming child just running around the city. And several Stires and a few of the Pixies as well as Brownies give a quick nod before they rush after you, and they all grab onto you. Let's see.
Here, just observe.
And they peek. And with all of them, because they're all small-sized or tinier, only the Stires are actually the medium-sized fae. They pick you up like a sack of rocks. Throw you over their shoulder. One of the Stires does this, and they toss you over its shoulder and nods at the other Fae. Two of the Pixies zoom forward to the left, while the Brownies flank the Stire, and another Stire is in the back, and he starts carrying you away from your group and towards the inner city.
Hey. I'm gonna need you to put down my friend.
What part of don't interfere, observe, don't you get?
The part where you said it in a language I don't speak.
Unless I specify otherwise, it's common, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know.
So the spiders and the brownies and the pixies all just walk away, and they are actually traveling pretty quickly. What are you... What is the dirt?
I wonder where they might be taking me. Maybe where they take the children?
Maybe.
What is the dirty hobo wizard and monk doing?
The dirty hobo wizard
and monk
is very obviously, he is moving to a more applicable location.
I will follow behind.
Okay. So.
That was so incredibly vague.
Yeah. Remember, you're trying to describe what you're doing for the audience, guys. So, like,
I move in the direction we need to go. I follow the Stiers. Okay, I follow the Stiers, and I also cast Silent. Where's my spellbook? I cast Silent Image.
Okay.
Of me. Like, I try to... First of all, I roll stealth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll for stealth quick. I rolled a nat 18 minus 2. So I got a 16. Right. To, like, sneak behind them.
Okay.
I got a 21 for stealth.
They don't notice shit.
Okay, I got a 16, and very quietly, I cast Silent Image to have both me and Hope. Yes, very quietly. No, Silent Image, it's a verbal spell, so I have to.
It's a verbal spell, yeah. So you
I make a. It's no larger than a 15 foot cube.
Okay.
And I have them sort of walking away.
Yeah.
While we follow.
Okay.
I am using magic to be so sneaky.
Yes, I want you to do your verbal incantation for silent image.
Abracadabra.
Africa, fuck you!
Okay, I got this. 1 second.
Abracadabra! Ah, you're dead now.
Silent image.
So.
I wave my fingers a little bit, pull out a bit of fleece. Actually, I take a bit of fleece that I had stuck to my clothes, and I just sort of wiggle it around a little, and I say, silent image, and I throw it a little. And then it just turns into people.
Okay. So, Flamebro, what you see is this human man look at his cloak, grin, grab a little bit of fleece off his coat. I guess it's... You assume that his cloak is actually fleece, which is really strange. And it's dyed, so...
No, it's got, like, a bit of fleece on it. Like, just...
Okay.
Because I'm the dirty...
Dirty hobo wizard.
Dirty hobo.
And he pulls out some fleece from a sheep. You don't know how he got wool on his... cloak, but he does, and he waves it around like he's trying to hail down a cab, and then chucks it
it's like a little poofing motion, just a poof.
Yeah, but you chuck it so that way your silent image goes the direction you want, and you hear
him. And I can alter it so that it looks like it's walking, so it looks like they're walking away.
Yeah, and you hear him whisper "silent image" before. another,
That's gonna be- I'm not creative enough to make up incantations, so I'm literally just gonna say the name of the spell for everything. There
so
you go.
It's gonna be a, so you see an image of Conway, and did you make one of Flamebrow as well?
Yes, both of them.
So you watch together so that an image of yourself team. And another dirty hobo wizard walk away from you as you sneak, as you glance over your shoulder, as you sneak, like, creep behind the Stiers, the Brownies, and the Pixies. It's about 20 minutes past. Your halfling friend is still on one of the Stiers' shoulders, and he's trotting at a pretty brisk pace. You guys actually got a hustle to keep up. I want you to roll another stealth check.
Roll it again?
Yep.
Oh no, this is a bad thing. Where's my d8? 12, 20. I rolled a 10. Yay.
They notice you all.
All of us?
Yeah. One of the Stiers kind of glances over his shoulder, and then he sees you two behind him. And he turns and whispers to his fellow, who then gives an order in Sylvan, and you watch as they continue trotting ahead, carrying Frito with them, but the Brownies that were flanking them split off and block your way, and then a Pixie comes
and... How many
and,
Brownies, roughly?
4 to 5.
Can I eat them?
No. You can't eat them. And you see a Pixie as well. There.
I ask if you would kindly move a little bit. We are attempting to walk towards excuse me, we're just trying to get to the pub.
Are you saying
Are you saying this to the pixies? Yes. Excuse me. I'm trying to get to the pub. My wife left me.
You don't belong here. You don't belong here. You need to leave.
You still have your guidance, just letting you know. Dayton does.
Yes.
I have no idea what that is, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I'm not a D4 to any ability check, so maybe try
you
to
You need to
them.
Leave.
Oh,
you don't belong here.
Actually,
in the pub.
Wow.
Is that way. And she points behind her to where you sent your silent image. And this is the Pixie. Brownies are silent, but they don't speak.
What my companion here is trying to say is we're trying to go that way because we feel that it would be safer for us over there than at that pub. I plan to share my vast supply of alcohol with him once we get to where we're going. We need
vast.
Roll persuasion.
Yep.
What's my situation here? It's like, am I tied up? Am I...
No, you're just loosely being carried and you're kind of letting it happen.
Right,
and they turn a corner sharply. They turn a corner sharply and bring you into a building. You can't see what the building is just because you're facing... the Stiers bud, and
oh, that sucks.
They go into the building.
Okay.
They go briskly into the building before shoving you into someone else's arms. And as that happens, you are blindfolded, and something is. You sense a magical incantation surround you, and you can no longer speak.
All right, so only silent spells then.
And they hurt you off into a small room and kind of throw you in, and there's a single bed where, and the room is actually pretty large, but there's a single bed, a single wash basin, and about 10 or so children. That's your situation. Bringing us back to Flamebrow and Conway, the Pixie rolled a 1. Naturally.
What?
For what?
So.
Persuasion?
On the persuasion, so,
Yay.
Yeah.
That's great.
She kind of, as you say this, her eyes narrow, and they're, again, beady and black, they're almost bug-like. And then they brighten up again. Ah, I see. The pub is this way. And she points down the street towards where...
As we walk past, I just sort of wave, and I'm like, all right, thanks.
Great.
For the thing.
And
yeah.
And as you say that, you watch as they shimmer from view and vanish. They are now invisible, and you can't see them anymore.
Did you disbelieve? Were they illusions?
No.
Are they fake?
No.
Real intelligent. Ah, never mind.
They all have invisibility. Okay. Most Fae have invisibility.
Alright,
I'm gonna roll
so I go
to see if I can still smell them.
Oh, okay. It would be
I smell
if you're doing that to smell them, I wanna say that's a survival check.
Survival?
Actually no, that would be perception.
No, it's going to be survival because it's tracking.
Either way, perception and survival are both 5 for me. Therefore,
roll a 1.
I rolled.
I called it. You smelled a bunch of fae. You smell different types of fae. It's really an assault on your nostrils, and you're just—it's not a good time for you. And you just shake your head a couple times trying to clear the smell, and you're like you're trying to blow your nose, but it's not working. So, yeah.
Just for kicks, I'm gonna try that again. I wish I would have got that instead. One girl, old one. Anyway. Let's go have that drink. And you can tell me more about how your wife left you.
Yeah. I'm so dirty.
Yeah, you watch. You both kind of. You think about going after your cleric. But then you like. The sound of drinks sounds really appealing right now. So you walk into the tavern. Ooh, I'm gonna have fun.
That's not good.
This is not a fun place for me.
I ask, walk up to the barkeep. Who's the barkeep?
It's... One second. It's...
Oh, can we have a map?
One second. It's,
I require ale for my water skin.
I'm an alcoholic.
I will
it's
gladly pay you
a
sand.
Darkling. A darkling. It's a darkling. It's a small, dark, fey creature. It's kind of like a changeling, but it's not a changeling. Black, pure black skin, sleek back black hair. He's on the shorter side, it's about the size of a halfling, and he has a larger nose, and it's just not great. I'm just gonna use the same tavern.
Yay!
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Fredo.
Oh, no, I did it.
Fredo's in prison.
Oh god.
Fredo's in prison.
Where am I? Ah, there I am.
Yeah, so... What are you doing with the barkeep?
Okay, I walk up to the barkeep.
Okay.
I turn to him and I say, sir, do you have any, can I have some butter and some bread? I'm just tired and I would like a bit of food.
He chatters something in Sylvan and... It's a darker, more harsher tone.
I also said this in Elvish, so...
And yeah. He says that in Sylvan, and then changes it to Elvish, and from what you can hear is him say is, "You don't serve your kind here. Get lost, Planewalker."
I just would like some toast, if that's not a large problem.
You watch as he grins.
I'll give you all 5 of my gold for his toast and butter.
Toast and butter.
You watch as a slow grin appears on his face as he grabs Conway's tunic and pulls him closer to his face, and he says, all he says is, "If you want food and drink, you owe a favor." And let's favor. Go. Yeah, a favor. We take no money.
Alright. How much?
How about...
What kind of favor, rather?
Your firstborn child.
I have no children.
Ah. But anymore. You may, in the future.
Nope. I'm a homosexual.
You know that's canon now, right?
No, it was a deception. No, it was a deception. Or was it?
And he thinks for a second. Your voice. What about your voice?
That is sounds really... Mine. sorry, I can't offer that either. These aren't really favors. These are more...
These are fey favors.
These aren't... Favors. Favors like...
They are favors. Favors.
Oh. Apparently, I do not speak. Apparently, favors and favor sounds exactly the same in Elven and Common. Favors. Oh.
In order to get a service, you must give a favor.
How about it's just a bit of toast? I would rather.
You still owe us.
For what?
If we give you anything, it's a gift. You still owe us if we give you a gift.
That's not how gifts work. A gift's usually the opposite. You would.
How much do you know about Faye?
Nothing. That was not my major. I majored in Fey languages, and...
I want you to roll a history check.
I will roll one as well.
Okay, that's +7, so... Boop-a-doop, I got a 5 + 7. Why can't I think of that number? 12.
There you go.
I got a 12 as well.
So, we know exactly the same...
I'm thinking of things I can do here, and I think I have an idea.
Okay, I'll get back to you as soon as I'm done this. You think back to the Fae, to when you studied the Fae and Elves yourself, and you recognize, you suddenly realize what he's talking about. For Fae to, and this goes to the both of you, in order to get anything from the Fae, either it be a favor or to get them to help, you must pay them in favors.
What did I just do? I did something wrong, and I don't like it.
So you must... So, whether it be your firstborn child or something else. So, Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
Yeah. And it can go from a very... anything from a lock of hair to... to something along the lines of the last 10 years of your mortality, right? Like,
I still believe the favor. I still believe the payment is a bit steep for a.
Joke's on him. Dayton will never have kids.
I told you I'm gay.
Wait, no, no, no.
Well, you are now. You are now. It's canon. It's canon. It's canon now. So now you gotta roleplay it as.
Oh. Now I could be really awkward and stereotypical here, or I could be.
I suggest you don't do that because some of our audience may be LGBTQ.
Yeah. So I will play like a regular person. Is anyone surprised about my confession?
Nope. No.
You look at me like that. I will backhand you through that door.
So, yeah. It's...
Sir, I don't know. That's a extremely steep price for some... I don't... For a bit of bread. I don't even need the bread. I just need the butter. I just need butter. I like butter, okay?
That's also canon. That's also canon now. He's a gay hobo wizard who only eats butter.
And meat. I gave him meat.
No, wait. I need to write that down. I need to find somewhere to write that down. Where's
hold on, I got it.
Anyways, if you guys are doing that right now, first
notepad,
of all...
Where's my notepad?
Can I try and resist the voice thing?
I want you to make a charisma saving throw.
I thought that would be a
charisma saving throw. Okay. That would be +3.
Sticky notes. Note.
I guess
wait, what did I say? I'm gay and I eat butter?
You're a gay, dirty homo wizard. You're a gay, dirty, homeless wizard who likes butter.
I'm gay and I love to eat butter. I'm just gonna put that there. Just to make sure that I remember to make that a picture.
Let me see. Yeah, doesn't
work.
Because
remember, everything funny.
You said that there was no metal in the city, right?
There was no iron or steel.
Iron
yes.
or steel.
Alright. What? Is it just like a regular room? What's the.
Yeah, as you turn to lock the door, you watch as it shimmers and disappears.
I have a spell.
So are the walls wooden?
I have a spell.
The walls are not wooden.
I have magic!
There goes that plan.
And okay. As you tap like, tap on the wall, you hear an echo, but it doesn't sound metally, and it doesn't sound hollow either. It's a weird sound that's strange.
What about the floor?
You tap the floor and it's the same sound. You're like in a cube.
Like this?
That you can't escape.
Okay.
Alright, may as well try this anyways. I use Channel Divinity, which is not verbal, on the wall, just pumping as much necrotic magic into it as possible.
You do realize that there's 10 children in the room with you, right?
Well, I'm not pumping the necrotic damage into them.
But there's children right next to the walls. There's children along the walls.
I tell them to back away from the... Oh. I signal at them to get into the center of the room. I point at the center of the room and I wave my arms and I go, go there.
Some of the children... The ones that kind of aren't more awake... kind of look at you and see what you're doing and then just kind of back slowly to the middle before sitting down. Some of them are more zombie-like and their eyes are glazed. It's like they've been there for a while and they, it takes a little bit of time before they kind of get out of that zombie-like feeling and just, they kind of wake up a little bit, kind of look at you like they didn't realize you were there, and then see what you're doing and also join the others in the room. Go ahead and try to do the necrotic damage on the wall.
All right.
The non-sentient,
I make a melee attack on the wall and steal an extra 5 plus 2 times, so 5, so steal an, I put 11 necrotic damage into the wall.
Okay.
Look, okay, it's magic, maybe bad magic will stop it.
The wall literally absorbs your hand.
Oh.
And you can feel like it's eating your hand, and you pull back, and it takes your necrotic magic, and
all right.
Kind of burps it back in your face.
Well, there goes that plan.
Just a quick thing. Like, all right, fine, sir, then. And then I leave the bar. Just like that. Just like that.
Just zoom.
Just from point A, point B.
Yeah, you watch as the wizard disappears very quickly out of the bar, and you just kind of like...
No, I actually do, though, just sort of, like, stroll out of the bar.
I know, like, I'm talking about Flamebro. Flamebro knows this, and he's like, oh, and then hustles after him. You hear the bartender chattering and cackling behind you.
All right, now I walk. Outside. I cast change appearance. Alter self. And I change my appearance so that I look completely different.
What are you changing me to?
I am clean now.
Oh.
I'm clean now, I am incredibly muscular, and I have long, flowing, luscious blonde hair. And my name is Fernando. Subject of my face.
Flamebro, I want...
I saw him cast a spell, so I'm all good.
No, here's the thing. James?
Alter self's a transmutation.
It's a transmutation. Not James. Dayton, I want you to roll to seduce.
Seduce?
Wait, what?
What am I seducing?
Just roll to roll for seduction. Flamebro, I want you to make a charisma saving throw.
Seduction isn't even a skill.
Oh, thank god, it's a 7.
You're very turned on by this new wizard human. You feel a sense of attraction and
lust.
No.
It's not quite lust, but it's just something. And suddenly you feel the need to be closer to him.
That is too close to out of my square.
It's not 8 o'clock yet, though. 9. It's not.
It says on the computer 57.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It is 8:57.
I walk back.
It is
8:57. I walk back into the bar and I say, "Hello. I would like a mug of ale."
And what favor are you going to owe us?
I forgot to mention I put on elf ears, so...
How do you put on?
It's alter self. I can change anything I want.
Say goodnight.
What? No. I don't want to say goodnight, Mom! Wait a second, this is a podcast. Please cut that.
Absolutely not.
Anyways, guys, I have to go, actually.
Well, if you have to go, we've been recording for an hour and 30 minutes already, so we can leave it here if you guys wish.
All right.
Do I get any experience for my valiant fight against the wall?
No.
Yes. I got the spell spit back into my face, so therefore I get experience.
I ran my fist very hard into the wall.
It hurt a little bit, and I am experienced, DM.
I'll have the experience to know not to punch walls anymore. Like,
No, we're doing it through combat. That wasn't a combat situation. The wall didn't even roll initiative.
It was 100% a combat situation. It's just that walls
had part of the wall.
So
I rolled a 6.
Yeah, no.
-5 dexterity, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Walls have -5 dexterity, like, just, like, not even their modifier. That's their skill.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They have a strength plus 29, so, like...
Constitution 29.
They have a constitution and, like, a strength of 29. Their dexterity is literally -20, but that's okay. They don't need to move.
When you hit the wall hits back, and the wall hits back harder than you could ever believe. The wall would
and the wall actually has a wisdom modifier of +2.
Wait, does this wall actually have... Is this the actual stats of the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go.
Alright.
This was, I guess, re-enroll a D&D adventure. I hope everyone who listened, maybe like the 10 people who listened, enjoyed.
Wow, you know, that's like, it's not like, that's my thing, guys, like...
Oh, wait, are there gonna be more than 10 people watching this? I should've put on my makeup. Alright, I'll see you guys later.
Alright,
see you guys later.
Alright, ladies, gents, and
non-binary
girls, we shall see you again. Yeah, hopefully you enjoy the freedom we get out of baby dudes. Baby dudes. Adios. Right. See ya.